So, Dr. Tombris Osman, welcome to El Microscopio.
Thank you very much, Belen. Thank you very much, Hernan.
In this interview, we wanted to talk more about the World Lab 2014. What are the general characteristics of the Congress, Tombris?
There are some special issues I'd like to emphasize now, Belen. And this Congress, first of all, I'd like to invite all of you to participate and make an active contribution to IFCC World Lab Istanbul 2014. And International Scientific Committee and International Advisory Scientific Board of World Lab Istanbul 2014 have prepared a cutting-edge educational and scientific program focusing on the latest developments in biochemistry in clinical laboratory sciences. And the scientific program contains high-quality science coupled with a strong focus on how important laboratory medicine services to clinical medicine and the patients and the public. And there will be also opportunity for individual participants to present and discuss their work with their with the experts. And there are very special issues of this Congress I'd like to mention. For the first time in the history of World Lab Congresses, 8 worldwide and regional federations have been invited to contribute to the program. These 8 federations will organize a symposium, each one, 8 federations, and they will make the Congress the most important scientific event of the in the world in laboratory medicine. And among these federations, I can give you the names of these federations. This is happening first time in the history of World Lab, as I said before. And these 8 federations are these: World Association of Societies of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine, WASPALM; American Association for Clinical Chemistry, AACC; Latin America Confederation of Clinical Biochemistry, Colabio CLINI; European Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine, EFLM; Balkan Clinical Laboratory Federation, BCLF; African Federation of Clinical Chemistry, AFCC; Arab Federation of Clinical Biology, AFCB; and Asia Pacific Federation for Clinical Biochemistry and Laboratory Medicine, APFCB. They will, each of these 8 federations will organize their own symposium. And this is happening for the first time in the World Lab Congresses. And in addition to this, there will be 21 symposium organized, the topics chosen by the International Advisory Scientific Advisory Board. There will be 21 symposium plus 8 symposium from regional federations. And IFCC itself organizing 5 symposium. And altogether, we are having 34 symposium. And in addition to this, there will be the clinical diagnostic industry will organize a big exhibition, and they will exhibit their new equipment, diagnostic software at the sharp end of discovery and delivery, and participants will attend the industrial seminars, industrial educational workshops to improve their laboratory medicine services. In addition to this, there will be poster sessions every day from Monday till Thursday, and from the submitted abstracts, some of the abstracts will be selected by the abstract reviewing committee for oral presentations. And in addition, there will be 5 plenary lectures every day, from Sunday till the end of Thursday, every day, and there will be no other activity at these plenary sections to provide everybody to attend the plenary sections. The symposium, 34 symposium, will be organized every day from 9 o'clock till 11, and some of them will take place in the afternoons from Monday till Thursday. Plenary lectures from Sunday till Thursday, and industry exhibition from Monday till Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and posters from Monday till the end of the meeting. So afterwards, I may give you some more details.
Okay, and Tom Rees, who can enroll to this Congress?
This Congress is open to everybody in working or having interest in the laboratory medicine. So there is not, we cannot classify people who can who are able to attend or not. So it is open to everybody, all laboratory scientists at all level. So it is from the whole world, we are expecting more than 8,000 people to attend this meeting. All the laboratory scientists, industry, working industry or research or laboratories, hospital laboratories, technicians, everybody are invited to attend the meeting.
And when can we submit papers or abstracts?
You know, we have a website. We have a website, and also we are promoting the meeting regularly by sending emails. And then, as you know, till February 15, online abstract submission has been open, and it will remain open till February 15. So, who are interested to attend the meeting, they are able to submit their abstracts, and then the abstract review committee will start reviewing them, and then some of them fitting the topic of the symposium will be selected for oral presentations.
All right, so where can we find this website?
It is very easy. Yes, ifcc.ifcc.org. Here, when you open the page, on the left side, you see this Congress has its own website, but it is easy. It is easy to find through the IFCC website, because everybody is familiar with this IFCC website, very easy. And then you will immediately connect. There is a link to this Congress website.
Perfect. Is there any final comment you would like to make?
Yes, I like to make a comment. First of all, we have prepared a very, very high quality scientific program. And I will mention, if you allow me some time, I will mention the titles of the symposium topics. But in addition to this, we have prepared a very, very nice social program. It will provide the participants an opportunity to explore the fascinating city of Istanbul and other highlights of modern and historic Turkey. As you know, Istanbul is one of the most exciting cities in the world, standing as a bridge between Europe and Asia and connecting two continents. They are connected by two bridges, and the third bridge is under construction. And very recently, it was connected by a tube under the sea. This is very new. And it has also both, and Istanbul has both historical and contemporary influence on science and culture. There is much to see and do in the city itself. As one of the most energetic cities in the world, Istanbul continually grows as a center of attraction, represent a contrast in harmony. And I propose you also to extend your stay after or before or after the meeting, also to explore this town. Really, really, it is a very exciting, fascinating city. And I'd like to also add some more comments about the program I didn't mention. In the afternoon, the industrial educational workshops will be organized, and the industry will prepare not only exhibition, but in addition to exhibition, they will organize industry-sponsored workshops. And the participants will have an opportunity to attend these industry workshops to improve their knowledge about the new developments in industry and the new methods, the new techniques. This is really very useful for the participants. And also we are organizing educational workshops in the afternoons. And there are two satellite meetings just before the meeting. One is on pediatric laboratory medicine, and this will be the 13th pediatric laboratory medicine satellite meeting. The last one in Berlin was very successful. More than 500-600 people attended that meeting. Another satellite meeting, POCT, point of care of patients, and this will be organized Sunday before the opening ceremony that day. If we have time, I can also mention about the titles of the symposium. But the 34th symposium, as I mentioned to you, 21 selected by the Scientific Advisory Scientific Board, and 8 regional federations, and 5 IFCC symposium. If we have time, I can mention to you about the titles of this symposium and the chair. I give you the titles of the 21 symposiums selected by the scientific committees. And the first one is new technological developments in laboratory medicine. This is chaired by Cosarissa from Italy. The second, emerging vascular markers. It is chaired by Professor Levy from Israel. The third one, new horizons of laboratory medicine for autoimmunity. Fatih Uçkun from United States is chairing this session, this symposium. The fourth, laboratory medicine practice guidelines, a multidisciplinary approach. It will be chaired by Rita Horvath from Australia. The next one, epigenetics and laboratory medicine. It will be chaired from Dr. Esteller from Spain. And the next one, clinical laboratories' role in decision making, risk assessment and interpretation of laboratory test results. It will be chaired by Dr. Florkowski from New Zealand. And the next one, pandemia of obesity, metabolic syndrome and diabetes. Role of laboratory medicine. It will be chaired by Dr. Cheriello from Spain. And the other one, data generation and ethical issue in laboratory medicine. This symposium will be chaired by Matthew McQueen from Cal. And the other one, biological variation and its effect on the reference values. It will be chaired by Dr. Bartlett from United Kingdom. The next one, pre-analytical, analytical and post-analytical aspects in molecular diagnostics. Dr. Pazzella from Italy will chair this symposium. And the other one, expanding role of clinical laboratory in infectious diseases, automation. This will be chaired by Volker, United States. And the other symposium, the title of the other symposium is How ISO 15108 has influenced laboratory testing. This will be chaired by Thomas Dima from Czech Republic. The next, establish and emerging markers of renal function, chronic kidney disease, best laboratory practice will be chaired by Dr. Jones, Australia. The next one, biomarkers for neurodegenerative diseases will be chaired by Sergio Bernardini from Italy. The next symposium, cancer and laboratory medicine. Dr. Diamandis from Canada will chair this symposium. The other one, new developments in hemostasiology, will be chaired by Masbeck from Hungary. The next POCT, its impacts on patients and laboratories, will be chaired by Dr. Brans from United States and Dr. Sandberg from Norway. There are two chairs for this symposium. And the next one, bone metabolism and osteoporosis, will be chaired by Dr. Garnero from France. And the next, new advances in prenatal and postnatal testing, will be chaired by Holzgrave from Switzerland. And the other one, new strategies in the diagnosis of hematologic diseases will be chaired by Dr. Kappelmeier, Hungary. And the last of the 21 symposia, the title of it, New Insights in Quality Management of the Total Testing Processes, will be chaired by Mauro Plebani from Italy. In addition to this symposium, as I mentioned to you before, there will be IFCC organized symposium, 5 symposium. And the titles of these 5 symposiums are these. The impact of laboratory medicine on clinical outcomes will be chaired by the IFCC President Graham Bestel from United Kingdom. The other one, peer review and ethics in publications in the electronic age, will be chaired by Khosrow Badali from Canada and Dr. Verward from Australia. And the third one, immunodeficiencies. A cutting-edge workshop representing top research and novel diagnostic options will be chaired by Dr. Sack from Germany. And the fourth IFCC symposium, the title of it, Standardization of Common Endocrine Tests, will be chaired by Philippe Gillery from France. And the last IFCC, the last of fifth IFCC symposia, will be the title of it, Clinical Utility and Standardization of Emerging and Last Common Tests, will be chaired by Ian Young from Ireland. And the most important, the first time I mentioned to you, the first time eight regional federations of IFCC and other societies are organizing first time their own symposium. And the title of this symposium and the organizing federation are these: American Association for Clinical Chemistry, AACC Symposium. The title of this, Selected Topics in Laboratory Medicine, Quid Novi Quo Vadis. Who will chair this symposium? Dr. Robert Christensen from United States, the president of AACC. The second of these eight symposia, World Association of Societies of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine, WASPAN Symposium. Biomarkers and Personalized Pharmacotherapy. Dr. Öleri from Germany will chair this symposium. And the third one, European Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine, EFLM Symposium, Patient-Focused Laboratory Medicine, and the president of EFLM, Dr. Ian Watson from United Kingdom, will chair this symposium. And the fourth symposium will be organized by Asia-Pacific Federation for Clinical Biochemistry and Laboratory Medicine, APFCB. And the title of this symposium will be Environmental Issues, and it will be chaired by Dr. Badrick from Australia. And now from your region, Regional Federation, Latin America Confederation of Clinical Biochemistry, Colabio Clinic Symposium. Colabio Clinic will organize a symposium on the topic Bleeding and Thrombotic Disorders, Evaluation by Hemostasis Laboratories. And Dr. Forestiero from Argentina is chairing this symposium. And who is taking part in this symposium? Dr. Eshene Guchia from Venezuela, Dr. Pereira Garces from Chile, Dr. Anicino Bisacci from Brazil, and Dr. Forestiero from Argentina are taking part in this symposium as also speakers. And the sixth regional federation symposium will be organized by Arab Federation of Clinical Biology, AFCB Symposium. And the title of this symposium is Inborn Errors of Metabolism in the AFCB region. And Dr. Chabrol from Morocco is chairing this session. And Africa Federation of Clinical Chemistry is organizing a symposium. And the title of this symposium is Qualitative and Quantitative PCR, HIV Viral Load. And Dr. Lumano from Zambia is chairing this symposium. And the last one is Balkan Clinical Laboratory Federation Symposium. Dr. Benga from Romania is chairing this symposium.
Well, the program sounds very interesting, Tomris. It will be a great congress.
I hope so. I hope so, and I am confident that I am confident that it will be a very successful congress, and I look forward to meeting you in Istanbul, and also your presence will add to the success and pleasure of the congress.
Thank you very much, Tomris, for your time. It's always an honor to talk to you over the radio.
It was also a very big pleasure and honor for me to take part in your in the interview. And also, I'd like to thank you for your efforts and to make for the promotion of the meeting and to reach more participants. Thank you very much.
Thank you.